On a busy day at the 5th Myth Clinic in Gidiwai, a suburb just outside of Dakar, Mami Diop had just given birth to her third child, only 1 year and 3 months after the previous. She did not know about family planning before, but she does now.
I just decided to take birth spacing measures and will ask soon about which method I should use.
Family planning is an emerging and somewhat controversial topic in Senegal, where more than 2,000 participants met in early December for the International Conference on Family Planning. Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade highlighted the dilemma his country faces.
To survive, it is good to limit the number of children, but this should, again, be a decision made completely voluntarily. We are consequently believers, and we cannot impose contraceptive methods, methods which prevent procreation.
But more and more, families are seeking contraception to space or limit birth, despite the associated taboos in the country, which is more than 90% Muslim.
Some people say Islam is against family planning, but life is getting more and more difficult.
Historically, the only acceptable application of family planning in Senegal has been birth spacing for the health of the mother and the child. But religious leaders increasingly are invoking the Quran's message of financial responsibility.
Islam has discussed this. If resources are limited and the family size is too large, there will be problems for the family. We're already living in a situation of scarcity, and we should talk openly. We have many children here, but what kind of children do we have?
Many Muslim scholars say that, barring abortion, the faithful can use many types of birth control, but only if it is critical for the sake of the mother or the family's finances. If both are healthy, the consensus is that parents should continue to reproduce. If they are not healthy, families have many choices.
This is the intrauterine device. This is the cycle necklace. These are the injectables. This is the feminine condom. The pills, there are implants, plus the male condom.
Maryam Abai is the head nurse and midwife at the 5th Myth Clinic. She says none of those methods cost more than $1 per month, and demand is on the rise despite persistent social obstacles.
With our efforts and discussions in the neighborhoods, women now understand what birth spacing is, and they want to come. When we say birth limitation, they don't listen. So we say birth spacing. With birth spacing, I hope the final goal will be the limitations of birth.
The clinic participates in an urban family planning project funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and coordinated by IntraHealth, a private American organization that supports health workers throughout the world. Pop Guy is IntraHealth's CEO and a native of Senegal.
You've seen way too many people in the streets, way too many people who are not going to school, way too many poor people. You have the visible signs of poverty, which is part of refusing to control population.
This is Nick Loomis reporting for VOA News, Dakar.